I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, October 25th, 2012, to order. Our first order of business this morning on the agenda is a staff departmental update regarding purchasing. Mr. Erickson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for accommodating me into your agenda this morning to go over a few items that have accumulated over the last week or 10 days or so. First of all, I had been asked kind of informally by a few of you just to give an update concerning existing bids that are out there. And at the moment, we have four. The first one is for live floor transfer trailers for road and bridge, and that is scheduled to open a week from today at 9 o'clock. That is, if you need details, just feel free to ask for details. I can give you a slight background or a cursory background of what the purpose is of all of these. The next one that is out is for radio equipment for road and bridge, and that's updated to accommodate the narrow band requirements that the FCC has mandated. That's also scheduled to open next Thursday morning at 1 o'clock, or November 1st at 9 o'clock.
Both are that date, right?
Pardon me?
Are both on November 1st?
Yes, November 1st, 9 o'clock, week from today. The live transfer trailers and the radio equipment for both of those are initiated from Road and Bridge. Then on Thursday, November the 8th, 2 weeks from today, we have an RFQ for the transfer station, which I know has been on the top of your lists concerning certain DNR regulations that we want to accommodate and comply with. And I have gotten a few calls from various engineering companies regarding that RFQ, so that looks like that will be a successful effort. And then also on that same day, November the 8th, we have a bid out for motor and hydraulic oils. That is something, again, Road and Bridge initiated, recognizing the need there based on volume purchases over a term and supply contract time frame that may or may not exceed our bid limits. We decided to, for safety's sake, go ahead and put that out for bid. And those are the four that are existing current bids. If you need any details concerning recent bids that you all have awarded and where we stand on those, I'm prepared to answer any questions that you might have.
The roof agreement is, that's the next discussion after this.
That I do have a contract that I'd like to discuss with you, probably in exec on that, and we'll finalize that today, hopefully this morning. A few other items that I had put on my list to ask for some direction on are a few weeks ago, I think it was maybe less than that, I had heard Commissioner Strahan ask a question about putting out a bid for restrooms at KDOC. In a proactive fashion, I would just like to ask for details on that and how you would like me to proceed if we're ready to move forward on that.
I did mention that to you, but we have a park board meeting tonight. This is Thursday night. And there'll be discussion about that. There has already been a set of plans turned in from an engineering firm, but they exceed the ordinary costs that we usually spend on those facilities. And the park board in the area, which is around the KDOC area, the members are having, they had a big garage sale last weekend, and they're trying to raise some funds to build a facility the kind of the way they want it built. So we'll have another set of plans that will be sent in, and I'll have to give those to you before we approach that bid for them to be sent out for bid.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are. Just forward me the information, or we can pass it out on it, and I can get those out pretty quick. Again, all I really need on any bid request is calendars are number one challenge, dates, decide what those dates might be and what the timing is, and then the second thing is specifications and the rest of it. I can take care of bid notices, et cetera, so I appreciate that. The next item that I had on here was regarding an inquiry that I have received from WCA, Waste Management Corporation. Mr. Max Murray had contacted me via email requesting either a meeting with you all or an answer concerning a proposal that they would like to make regarding our transfer station and them taking over operations of the transfer station. The RFQ that went out has been looked at by several folks, which is, of course, our goal to get that out and published and distributed as much as we can. And apparently it had crossed his desk, and they are interested in presenting a plan where they might be able to take over the transfer station and handle all of those needs that the DNR has brought to our attention, requiring that RFQ. Initially, I told Mr. Murray that it was my understanding that Taney County wishes to maintain ownership of and operation of that particular facility as a service to the community and to all of our residents, but that I did promise him I would alert you all to it for direction formally from y'all.
Dave, didn't we talk about this a couple years ago? We had the same proposal where we had a company who wanted to run the transfer station for us. We went through that, and at the end, we just decided that it was best that we had control because we could maintain flexible things like the tornado, you know, debris and flood debris, and it's hard when someone else is operating it as a for-profit when we're doing it as a for-service.
The discussion kind of died down after the first flood in, was it 09? Am I right? During that time frame is when this was brought up, and whenever the incident occurred, then we decided that it was in the best interest of the community where we could be involved and allow free dumping for those people affected by the flood. And that kind of did away with the operations of a outside company because they could either dictate whether or not our citizens who have paid for that through GCR tax
right
monies.
I think what I would say is, from one commissioner perspective, I'm toward the end of my term, but I wouldn't be interested in outsourcing it. And it's up to these two guys they want to talk about next year, but
I think that it's obviously somebody that you should file away, and if a commission in the future is interested in privatization of that particular service, it's something they can discuss. I don't think that this commission is, certainly at this time. Do either of you?
I don't.
Not at this moment. I think there's going to have to be an adjustment on some
rates
out there because of what we have accommodated the public that was affected by the storms and
right
the three events that's taken place in the last 3 to 4 years. So I'm in the same mind as...
Well, the other vendors also expressed an interest in at least if we were of the inclination to put out an RFP for such an endeavor, he would want to be alerted to that factor and participate as well. So I think it was worth bringing it up to you all for some formal direction at this point in time so I can have an answer for these vendors when they ask these questions. Not interested?
Not interested.
Okay. And the last item on my list, not exactly the last, but second to the last, is I had also been asked about status concerning a bid regarding repairs to the parking garage, and I am, as with the bathrooms at KDOC, I am on the starting line in the crouch position, ready for you all to fire the gun, and I can take off whenever you're ready. I just wanted to ask for some forewarning.
Understood.
Thank you. Last item that I have then would be to, I have a proposed contract concerning the roof repair project that has gone through legal that I am, I would want to present to you all and discuss just a few minor details of it before we pull the trigger and move forward on that.
All right, based off the motion, based off the posting, motion to go into executive session pursuant 610021.12, which is contracts. Is that correct? I think it's 12 is contracts.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021.12, which is contracts. My first question is, we have a 9 o'clock Boys Camp Road public hearing, the agenda says.
Yes.
Are we going to be able to accomplish what we need to do in this meeting in that time frame? We are. Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, say nay. The motion carries. We will stand in executive session until 9 a.m., at which time we'll reconvene in regular session.